he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Jay.
What's going on?
Huge Mega Millions jackpot. Yes. And it still feels like everyone is winning the lottery but me.
Mm-hmm. No, but always. Us. But all of us. Yeah. We all play, Jay. We're all in it. And we never win. And we buy a lot of tickets. How are our odds not better?
I know. I realize that this is a mathematical near impossibility, but I still feel ripped off every time they draw.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yes.
We purchase like 30 tickets at a time in this building.
I do. I say things to my wife, I cannot believe we haven't won the lottery yet.
Thank you.
And listen, Colleen, to your point, yeah, we buy 30 tickets in this office. We may have won something. We never know.
Mary.
Nobody's seen Mary for weeks.
I know. We might have won like a couple thousand.
Whatever, I signed some sheet of paper. Right. This is legit.
By the way, those of you who don't know, Mary's in sales, and she's also the station bookie.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got a guy who actually thought that the entire lottery system in America was a huge conspiracy.
Yeah.
Even he wins. A $1.4 million jackpot. A Lotto 47 drawing. This was in Michigan.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. He says he's always thought it was a conspiracy. He's always thought the game was rigged against him, except he buys tickets constantly. In fact, he bought Lotto 47 tickets for 6 months. He would get a multi-draw ticket for 25 draws at a time because that would cover 3 months worth of drawings. Mm-hmm. For a guy who thinks it's a conspiracy. He is definitely feeding into
it. Well, like my mother. I mean, anytime we're at a table at the casino, whenever she's losing, she always leans over and in a not whisper says, "I think they're cheating.
Yeah.
I think this dealer's cheating us." Mm-hmm.
They love that there, too.
It's so awkward. It is so awkward. I'm like, "No, Mom, we're just losing. We're losing," which is what usually happens.
See, and that's bad, because if she can't whisper now, it's only going to get worse when she gets older and stops caring.
Yes.
Stops trying to pretend, like, I'm going to hide my feelings from
you. They're cheating!
In New Jersey, we've got a guy who, it didn't take 6 months worth of trying. He signed up for a new internet gambling program, won on the very first spin of an online slot machine, $194,000.
Yeah. Does that send the message that it's a bad idea to do
this? No, this is
right.
Like the story just came out about the 18-year-old girl up in Canada who won the $1,000 a week for life.
For life. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Her first time buying. She went out 18th birthday, bought herself some like bubbly or something and a lottery ticket, and that's what she wins.
I feel like Colleen has set one Google News alert in her entire life, and it's for lottery winners.
I've got another story for you if Jay doesn't cover it here. We'll see what your next story is.
I've got a 15-year-old who's winning at life in Virginia.
Okay.
Oh, good. We'll be treated a Colleen story off air.
Carnival Cruise, the company, rolls into Prospect, Virginia. It's this tiny little town. They put signs all over town. They had a rolling billboard sign asking for Darian Lipscomb. Mm-hmm. He's 15 years old. His Snap handle was @ Carnival Cruise. He's a big fan. This wasn't like a kid who was just trying to squat. Like, he actually really likes Carnival Cruises.
Okay.
They want that Snapchat handle. And they're offering a trip on the brand new ship, the Carnival Horizon, for him and his family, more than $5,000. And they say if he takes it, they have like all kinds of surprises set for him on the trip, too. They're totally going to treat him.
Good for him.
Winning at life.
Yeah.
Why didn't I think of any of these things? You know, taking all these, websites and domains. That was the word I was looking for.
It's because we're not that smart.
No.
Sorry.
I thought you were.
Not that smart. You're just comparing me to you.
Well, you don't have to say it out loud.
That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the...
What?
Always. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.